Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media family of stations. We are all across the state here on this cold Friday. I'm Jimmy Cuska, the sports director here at Civic Media, filling in for Maggie. She will be back on Monday. You can call in at 855-752-4842 or 855-75-CIVIC if you want to be a part of it. Coming up in a half hour, we're going to have Logan Rogge on from Travel Wisconsin. There's a lot of cool things happening around the state for the holidays. There are light displays that begin today. There are like Christmas markets like all over Wisconsin that get started today. There's some really cool things in Wisconsin. We'll talk to Logan all about that a half hour from now. That's coming your way just after 3 o'clock. Coming up in 1 hour from now, we're going to go over school referendums in Wisconsin. Well, if you're going to ask a current school board member to co-host or guest host a show, you should expect that that person, me, should be talking a little bit about school referendums, especially in the wake of a record-setting election for school referendums. There's a big impact of school referendums across the state, and I'm sure that most of you listening have voted on at least one in the past couple of years because most districts have gone to referendum in the last couple of years. Also coming up in just a minute, we're going to recap a bit of the Packers and the Badgers football games, but right now we're going to talk about something a little different because tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. I'm joined right now to talk about shopping local here in Wisconsin, shopping on Small Business Saturday and beyond, not just on Saturday. You want to do this year-round, but I am joined by Ann Wiegman from Wisconsin Downtown Action Council, and she is the administrative and marketing assistant with that group. Ann, thank you for joining me to talk about Wisconsin and some of the cool things we can do right here in this great state.
Well, thank you. We're very excited because there is a lot going on all year. Of course, you know, a lot of people think of summer being busy downtowns and then holiday season. Those are probably the two busiest times downtown.
Well, later in the show, I am going to talk with Travel Wisconsin about some of the great events that go on across the state. You know, a lot of the holiday lights, a lot of the Christmas markets and things like that. But, you know, we're here post-Thanksgiving, so it's a good time to talk about the holiday shopping season. And one initiative that has really taken off in the last several years has been Small Business Saturday. And I want to talk about this because I feel like, you know, when we talk about community in Wisconsin and how we support, you know, one another in our communities across the state, large and small, that is the ability to serve local businesses, right? So if I'm going holiday shopping, you know, shopping local, I'm supporting people right in my own community. And I really like the work that your group does in advocating this and advocating for a lot of these community things. So I want to start by just asking about Small Business Saturday. How does this work in Wisconsin? How does Small Business Saturday set up here in Wisconsin?
Well, the neat thing that I said when American Express started this in 2010 and started advertising Small Business Saturday, I said, wow, this is an event that's made for downtowns, because in Wisconsin, about 90% of the businesses that are downtown are locally owned. So that's a pretty important number. It's a pretty big impact. And you mentioned earlier that, you know, support Small Business Saturday, but really we'd love to have you support it all year round, because those are the businesses that give back to the community.
Yeah, and I always think of it from I'm a sports broadcaster, and I think people know that at Civic Media, they know I'm our sports director here. So I always like to say, you know, if I'm doing a broadcast, typically the ads in our broadcasts are, because we have, you know, hundreds of games on our stations covering local high schools around Wisconsin, they're typically the small businesses that are in the town. A lot of them, whether they're right along downtown or right in town, those are the people that are typically supporting these community events. So that's why I bring it up, is that, you know, a lot of the support in a community, especially with small businesses, I think a day like having Small Business Saturday, I think just it just puts a spotlight on the work that people do right where we live.
Right. And the nice thing is that downtown's all around the state, so it's not that you have to drive real far to support this. Your downtown is probably doing it. And if you are visiting family or friends for the holidays, then go ahead and check out their downtown. But each downtown seems to be doing something. They might just have their businesses might be open a little longer. They might be handing out cookies, or a number of them are doing sort of a passport situation where they're encouraging you to shop at a certain number of downtown stores and maybe you have to get your passport stamped or you have to turn in a receipt, and then you're eligible for additional prizes.
Talking to Ann Wiegman from the Wisconsin Downtown Action Council Small Business Saturday in Wisconsin. It is, again, a way for people to get engaged locally. I'm curious. Now, not looking at specific numbers or anything, because I'm not great with math, so don't worry about that. But I am curious about the impact of having a day like this, or having an event like this where we can shine a light on businesses that are right in our own communities. What is an impact of something like Small Business Saturday do for a Wisconsin community?
Well, they estimate that about $68 of every $100 spent in a local business stays in your community. So it goes right back into, wages, into buying the supplies that they need and all of that. So that right there is an impact. But the other thing that I think many of the downtowns hope is that you will come downtown and you'll realize that there really are some great stores downtown. And when you're shopping in that store, you're probably going to be waited on by the owner or the owner's wife or someone who's really worked there a long time. So they really know what they're talking about. If you're, doesn't matter if you're shoe shopping or you're clothes shopping, they know where that product was made or how it was made and what makes it special. And they really want to help you get what you want.
It seems like it's more important this year too, in terms of shopping, local in our communities, because, I think the general feeling right now is that the economy hasn't been great. Inflation, I think, is taking a number on a lot of families, around the state, and that goes right into our communities, where we see some businesses. We've had some closures in certain industries. We've had some struggles with that in certain parts of Wisconsin, but. On the other hand, it just seems like there's also this general feeling of people wanting to get out and support their neighbors with things. How have you seen it, or how is your group seen it just around the state, here in the last couple of years, how businesses have kind of adapted to the changing times, especially economically, and then how does having the ability to shop local and have things like that, how does that help kind of maintain what we have in downtowns and across the state?
That's a great question. We've got about a 10% vacancy rate throughout downtowns in Wisconsin. And I think when you can have a day like this, when maybe you need something at a shoe store, so you go downtown to your local shoe store, well, then you see, oh, and I could stop in this store and this store and this store. And you see, well, there aren't, it's not that there's only one store in your downtown. There, in fact, are a number of businesses. And even besides the stores, you have the restaurants, you have the bars, you have the entertainment options, you have, whether it's a diner or whatever, there's just a large variety in our downtowns. We're really, really very lucky in Wisconsin at the variety that is included in those downtowns. And it makes such a difference to them and to yourself, as a shopper. Yes, I can go on the internet and order things, but to be able to go in the store and actually touch that merchandise and, and see it up close and check it out, that makes a big difference.
We're talking to Ann Wiegman from the Wisconsin Downtown Action Council. I think this is a good time to ask the question about where people can find out more information about what's happening right where they live. Where can people learn more about, potentially Small Business Saturday events or other things that happen throughout the year right in their local communities?
A great resource for that is a chamber or a downtown organization. Different downtowns have just slightly different names, but often it's a Main Street organization or, just called downtown or the chamber. Or otherwise, the other great option is Facebook, and you can just look for, downtown events near me. Do that as your search, and you will be amazed at what's going to pop up. WDAC has a website called wisconsindowntown.org. And on that, we list out all the parades that are going on this time of year. We also list out the different special shopping days in the past. And then there's a map that shows you where that is and a link to the information. It's really a great feature. But we elected not to put Small Business Saturday on there because it was going to end up populating about 95% of the downtowns in Wisconsin, and the map got kind of overwhelming at that point. So we just say, yes, check out your downtown and you'll be amazed.
And I could see that being a little overwhelming. It does seem like a lot of communities have really embraced this idea, though, because I tell you, I go and I see, on a Saturday, even last year, just seeing how many were open and seeing people walking up and down the street, and then the community itself, having members of city government come out and whether it's having a activities for kids or something, there's something that goes into it, even in the smaller cities here in Wisconsin. And I really feel like we're kind of at that point where so much with shopping and things, when people think of holidays, they're thinking, well, what can I order online, or am I heading to the mall or a big box store? Malls don't really exist anymore, but like going to a big box store and finding these things. And it's pretty funny when we think about, we all live pretty close to a town that's got a downtown and a local business area, and there's a lot of great options right where we live.
That's right. And there's you asked about, how the cities are supporting it, or you mentioned how they were. I know, like in Appleton, they've said that it will be free parking downtown. And if you're in some of the smaller downtowns, they always have free parking. So there's really no reason not to go downtown. These businesses have their doors open to you, especially on Saturday, and they're going to be welcoming and just have specials for you throughout the day. And it's downtowns throughout the state, no matter how big or small.
Well, I've learned a lot about just how this can impact, here in Wisconsin, Small Business Saturday. It's one of many days where people can support communities. I want to finish up with you, Anna, and just ask about the work that the Wisconsin Downtown Action Council does in supporting communities across the state.
Well, thanks. Wisconsin Downtown Action Council started in 1982 with the goal of supporting businesses and really revitalizing the downtowns. We kind of recognized that that was something that needed to be done, and focusing on three main areas: educating, sharing resources, making sure that downtowns know, oh, these grants are available, these meetings are available, and then networking and doing some advocacy. And it's worked out really well. We have a once a year summit that's held in the spring, and downtowns from around the state gather. They share information, they network with each other. We have presentations by on a variety of subjects. It might be on a historical renovation that was done. It might be on biking and how that impacts downtown. So just a variety of topics, and really worked out well to network with one another.
Where can people find out more?
WisconsinDowntown.org, or look for us on Facebook and LinkedIn as well.
Awesome. Anne Wiegman from the Wisconsin Downtown Action Council. Anne, this has been fun. I appreciate you coming on here on a holiday of all things, right? It's that weird time between like Thanksgiving, it's the weekend. I appreciate you taking time to talk about this and an important event for small businesses across Wisconsin. It is great to talk about all these great things that happen right in our own communities here across this great state. Thank you for your time, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, I always appreciate a segment where I get to learn stuff, and learning about small businesses in Wisconsin, first of all, making up something like 99% of all businesses in the state is just a crazy stat. But the fact that small businesses in Wisconsin employ over 1.3 million people just tells you about the impact that shopping locally can have, because it's not just, going to some random business. This is going to people right here in Wisconsin. So pretty cool stuff to look at. We do have a piece up right now at civicmedia.us that deals with Small Business Saturday. You can check it out. Also have a couple of other pieces of information up about buying products made here in America. There's an article from the Public News Service that is up as well. So some good content for you on this Black Friday going into Small Business Saturday, if you're so inclined to check those things out and learn a little bit more about shopping locally and some of the impact it can have on businesses right where you live. All right, coming up next, we are going to do a little bit of sports because I'm the sports director here, and that was part of the stipulation. If I'm doing a show, I get to talk sports for at least a couple of minutes. The Packers played last night. The Badgers wrapping up their regular season this afternoon. We'll talk about it coming up in 20 minutes. Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin will join me, and we'll talk school referendums coming up a little bit later as well. I'm Jimmy Kuska, Civic Media's sports director, filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show. More after this.